Good morning. 8:57 on August the 7th, 2016. I'm later today than I was yesterday, and I'm going to have to be earlier tomorrow because it's Monday. I'm almost done with the milk run. It's about ready to go over the fence. I've got one final reader who will go through it tomorrow. I'm going to try to finish it up and forward it this afternoon. So when she's ready, she'll have it. I've got the editor on speed dial, so when I get it back, I can go through the changes. See what I think. Make the changes as needed, and toss it over the fence to the editor. I need to get to the editor no later than Wednesday, if possible. No later than Thursday. I have to have it to them by Friday. Friday, I'm going to Grand Junction. I'll be teaching how to get control of your. Getting control of your career with Lisa Manifold over in, I say Grand Junction, I think it's actually Montrose, but over on the Front Range anyway. The Front Range, over on the Western Slope. So yeah, I spent some amount of time in the last 24 hours, actually thinking, what are we going to see? I think it's when I first heard about it, it was an all-day gig. It might not be, it might only be a morning gig, in which case we'll be home for supper. Well, no, not really. It's like a 5-hour ride to Montrose from here. We'll see how it works out. I'm trying to organize it in a way that makes sense to people. A lot of classes, and I first started thinking about this, it's like, well, these are tools you need. These are how they work. But I think we need to look at the function. I think we need to look at the product life cycle. There's a bunch of stuff that has to happen all the time, regardless of what else is going on. I'm trying to think about how to present that so it's not, it doesn't take up all day while we try to explain it.
Good morning.
Muggy. It's not terribly hot, the sun's not out, it's overcast. I think I see some blue sky over there. So mostly overcast. But it's wet, it is so soggy. My shirt is wet. It's sticking to me because it's so humid. Okay, that's not something you see every day. Well, it is something you see every day except Sunday. That's a postal service truck. Must be one of the expensive parcel delivery thingies. So I don't have, I really don't have anything to talk about today. I was engaged all day yesterday, wading through the morass of I've gotten almost, I'm within, I think I'm within three chapters of the end. Getting it straightened out to this point has taken, well, it's taken some time. It hasn't taken as long as it might have in terms of actual time. But I'm still toast from last week. And it didn't help that last night I slept well, but the night before I didn't sleep hardly at all, which made yesterday an interesting challenge. I didn't take a nap, and I probably should have. That probably would have helped matters. I need to start getting back into the habit of taking my nap. I used to take a nap all the time, and I've got out of the habit. But particularly when I'm staying up late, getting up early, a quick nap in the middle of the day makes all the difference. So one of the challenges we're fighting with that I'm discussing this with Lisa Manifold, who's my co-teacher. One of the problems is so many people seem to think that you have to spend 26 hours a day marketing, which doesn't leave any time at all to write. And the difficult part is that we've got a program running that, you know, you just want to keep refreshing the sales page to see how things are going. But the number of times you have a promo going is like a few times a quarter, maybe, depending on how many books you've got out, how vigorously you do promotion. Promotion works, particularly if you can get a book bub, it works. Some of the other sites like Bookerilla work. They're not great, but for a few new readers, a handful of new readers, maybe a double handful. Yeah, okay, fine. But you're not going to make your career that way. You're not going to pay a mortgage that way. You're not going to pay your you might pay your electric bill, depending on how bad your electric bill is. blog post. So 1,000 sales a month at $3.99 is like $2.45. Call it $2. So how many sales at $3.99 do you have to make to make $5,000 a month, which is $60,000 a year, which is a good pay before tax. It's 2,500 units per month. Now, it's not like 2,500 units per month of a single title. Particularly for a new author, that's a hard reach. That's a hard thing to do. Even with all the stars aligned, even with the promotion sites pimping your book, even with Facebook advertising, that's a hard thing to do. But if you have 10 titles, and you need to make 2,500 sales a month, that's only 250 a month. 250 per title per month, which is, what, 10 per day? Just under 10 per day per month? 10 per day would be 300 per title. 10 titles would be 3,000, so yeah. So the number of sales you need to make per title gets amortized across 10 titles. It's a lot easier to make 60,000. Then when you have a new release, particularly if you're releasing regularly, even every other, even just twice a year, every 6 months, that's a big kick in the pants. And it's not just the new release that gets the benefit, it's all the old releases, because now people who haven't heard of you begin to see you. Good morning.
Good morning.
And once they see you, then they might pick up your latest book and then go back and read everything. If you're writing in a series, they may see your latest book and go back and try the first one. I know when I release a new book, everybody picked up Ashes. A lot of people picked up Ashes and then went back to read the first six, which is good. And then there are tools like the Amazon Select, Kindle Unlimited, which is actually somewhat limited, I think, but Kindle Select, where you can pay for reads. So you can run a 99-cent promotion, and people who are on Unlimited won't pay the 99 cents, but they'll read your book. And you get paid the pages regardless of what the price of the book is, regardless of what other promotional activities might be going on. So throwing a freebie up to funnel new people into the franchise. So putting up a freebie of Ravenwood so people read through the second two, Zephyr's Call and Hermit, that's a reasonable approach. That's a reasonable thing to do. Because even the people who don't buy it but read it in Kindle Select, they count. They count towards sales. The people who read the pages, and I think the way that it works is that they figure out what the Kindle normal page count is. Kindle edition normal page count, KENP. And then they credit you with a sale every time the page reads for that title are a multiple of the page reads. So if 25 people read the first however much, as soon as it counts, as soon as it gets to be 300 pages, yeah, so if the book is 300 pages, 25 people read 100 pages, 120 pages. How much is 300? I don't know. 300 pages divided by 10 people is 30. So as soon as 10 people read 30 pages, you've got a sale. Even if they don't finish the book, you've got a sale. So if a bunch of people pick up the book, like a couple, 300-400 people pick up the book, even if they only read the first page, you've got a sale. Now, I don't absolutely know that that's the way that works. I do know that the page reads count towards sales. I don't know exactly how Amazon counts them. But I do know my sales rank improves when I have a lot of page reads, even if I don't have a lot of sales. So that's a thing. That's a reality. So that's probably something we're going to talk about in the course. And no, I'm not going to record the course. Somebody is already thinking, oh, you should record that so that we can hear. I'm not going to record the course. A, the logistics of that are horrible. I don't even want to deal with it. B, the logistics of that are horrible, and I don't even want to deal with it. So, yeah, no. My hands are all swollen up today. I wonder why. It might be the humidity. It might be the air pressure. I didn't eat that much salt yesterday. Made chicken curry for supper. Oh, yes. The elder daughter wasn't home, so we didn't have to worry about fixing rice. She doesn't like rice, but made rice. And some chicken curry with green peppers and chicken and onions. I didn't put sweet potatoes in it this time. I went with the peppers for color and some nice chicken. Good morning.
Good morning.
Anyway, here we are. At the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then. Anyway, here we are. At the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.